The Jewish Theater of Bloomington presents David Gow's Cherry Docks, May 9th through May 19th. It's in the Rose Fire Bay of the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. Liam Costellan, who directed the JTB's Church and State, is the director. JTB veteran Jonathan Golombeki plays Danny. Christopher Plonka plays the role of Mike.
My character is a neo-Nazi.
Although Cherry Docks does sound like the name of a drink, it's actually the name of a pair of shoes?
Yes. It is a pair of shoes, Cherry Doc Martin. They're a very big part of the script. Mike's on trial for manslaughter. The individual who died was from South Asia, and he was murdered with the Cherry Doc Martin's steel-toe boots.
Ooh.
We don't shy away from the horrific nature of this attack. It's quite gross. There's a very vivid victim statement within the script where we describe exactly what he's going through.
Jonathan, you're the other half of the cast. Christopher is Mike, the skinhead. What are you playing?
I'm playing Danny, the Jewish lawyer who defends him in court. For Danny, there's the whole, should I be defending this person in court? Everyone from the people I work with at the Jewish Y to my own wife at home are questioning me all the time about the morality. The crime is horrific. It's quite a challenge because, especially at the beginning, this guy and I struggle a lot about what that message in court should be. Mike wants to advocate for his movement, and I want to keep that very much out of the court.
The big thing for Mike is that he doesn't want the movement charged with the crime that he's being charged with. He's very cognizant of the social atmosphere around his particular movement and his belief set. He doesn't want to give the media any ammunition against his friends, as he calls them.
Sounds a bit like The Odd Couple, only I don't think we're dealing with linguine versus spaghetti.
No, that's for sure.
My character is this affluent legal aid lawyer who very much prides himself on how he feels about diversity, but he himself has a couple run-ins that make him question, you know, how tolerant am I? And I would almost argue that that's the more important question, because that's the day-to-day thing that can really snowball if we don't watch it.
Chris, Mike, your character may have a bit of a snowball also. Is there a past aspect of his character that shows up here?
Yeah, you know, they go a little bit into his past, his juvenile record, and he has had some run-ins before. It doesn't exactly say how he falls into the skinhead movement. Mike's wondering why he didn't get the same opportunities as others did, and it was easy for him to blame the other, to blame someone he may not be familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
And through the course of the play, meeting Danny, he gets to be introduced to someone he used to vilify, but now he's forced to get to know this person and understand, well, why do I think they're lesser than me? Why do I believe these things? I start questioning my own beliefs in that. Mike's now being confronted with who this person is face to face.
Danny sort of decides that it's his calling in a way to drag this guy through the eye of a needle. We are both dealing with our own versions of prejudice. Obviously, his is very extreme. It's the kind that we become more comfortable with in terms of speaking out against it. It's easy to call out neo-Nazis and skinheads for their reprehensible beliefs. But one of the other plays the question asks is prejudice regardless?
Jonathan Golombeki, who plays Danny, the Jewish lawyer, Christopher Plonka, who plays the role of Mike, the skinhead, the cast of the Jewish Theater of Bloomington's David Gow's Cherry Docks, opens on the 9th, plays through the 19th. It's in the intimate Rose Fire Bay at the Ivy Tech John Waldron Arts Center. Liam Costellan, who's directed the JTB's Church and State, is the director. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.